Everybody, it's Tony Robbins.
Hey guys, I'm Audrina Patrick.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
You're on the Hollywood Raw podcast.
You're watching Hollywood Raw.
You're listening to and watching Hollywood Raw.
This is the Hollywood Raw podcast, hosted by entertainment veteran Dax Holt and street journalist Adam Glynn. The podcast humanizing Hollywood. From celebrities to media moguls, even paparazzi and bodyguards have come to break news, break their silence, or just have a great conversation on Hollywood Raw. If they're on Hollywood Raw, there's a reason. From Page Six to TMZ, Daily Mail, and People Magazine, everyone is talking about the Hollywood Raw podcast with Dax Holt and Adam Glynn.
Welcome to the Hollywood Raw podcast. My name's Adam Glynn. Over there is Dax Holt. How are you, sir?
I'm doing so good. I'm here in sunny but soon to be very rainy California. You are in Miami. I've been watching your Instagram. You are just all over the place. I'm excited to talk to you today because I feel like you're seeing a lot of big stars. You're kind of just nonstop. So I want to pick your brain a little bit about your Miami adventures today. But other than that, all's good, man.
Yeah, we haven't got to catch up. So I want to actually talk to you about, you just got back doing some stuff with Rob Gronkowski for the big bowl game, which is pretty cool. I know that's one of the exciting things for you over the guys, for you and your company, Trophy Smack, over the years. So we will get into that. I am like Miami. It's been raining here a lot lately, dude. And just like, I guess you guys are expecting it over where you guys are. But the weather's good. I mean, I don't know. New York, obviously, the winters are, they're tough. And I hate being around Rockefeller Center this type of year. So I want to get like that break because traffic is just a nightmare. People going to see the Christmas tree. So for me, I like to come back when the Christmas tree is down. So everything kind of calms down for a little bit. And then I'm kind of running around for like the next few weeks until Super Bowl. I don't really have any other big trips planned until Super Bowl after my Miami thing. Cause I'll be here for, I'm here for pretty much about a month. I was home for a few days before that. I was in LA. So a lot going on. Before
you know
we get into
crazy?
What's that?
It's we're recording this. It's the 18th today. We're recording this. It's 70 degrees out right now. I'm like, December 18th, 70 degrees. Why would anyone not want to live here? I don't understand. It is so beautiful. And I'm walking around in shorts and a tank top, and I look around and like half the country has snow and people look miserable. And I am like, I live in the best state. Please don't move out here, but I live in the best state. It's awesome.
Listen, Dax, I get it. When I was younger, I'd be like, why would people want to move to Florida? Why would? And now I get older, I'm like, oh, that's why. You know?
Yep.
So I get it. I totally, totally get it. If I didn't do what I do, I don't know if I would stay in the area I'm at. You know, New York is a great place to be, but I did it, you know? And it sounds crazy. It's like I did everything I could do there. There's not much more. Honestly, it'd be great. You have enough money where you're able to kind of have an apartment that, you know, in the perfect world, you have an apartment there that you get to go back and have a place called home. So you still feel like you have that grind in you. But I also like getting out. I also like palm trees. I also like going to the beach. I kind of like that more than taking a subway while guys masturbating on it. You know, it's just some of the things I like. But before we kind of catch up, we love reviews. We love them so much that we actually read them on air. It's the best thing to do to support this podcast. Dax, do you have one ready?
All right. This one, I'm clicking on. Here we go. Comes from DYD HUD HTD. 5 stars. Keep it up. Thanks for all your dedication and hard work. Much appreciated. Well, thank you, DYD HUD. HTD.
I don't care if you're a bot or for some real. That was a nice review. It is hard work.
So. It's a lot of work, dude. Sometimes
it's
like
a lot of work.
I don't think people realize how much time we actually have to put into this podcast, and we actually have a lot of fun doing it. But there's a lot of times where both of us have so many things going on in our life, and we're like, okay, the people are going to expect a podcast. We have to be consistent because I think that's the number one thing with podcasting is. If you're not consistent, people will stop tuning into you. And we have treated that as our motto since day one. Like there has to be an episode released 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, 1 a.m. Friday morning. Like people expect it. And I get like really upset emails or messages on social media. Someone's like, I didn't get my Raw rundown on Friday. Like, where the hell is it? And so, you know, we value every time you guys download our podcast, you listen to us, you, it goes a long way. So that's why we are so consistent, because of you guys. So thank you.
Yes. And it's, you know, there's been times where me and Dax are like, ah, do people worth it? And we just kind of get the, we're like, oh, you guys, we're with each other. We're a team here, all of us together. So we appreciate the feedback and the responses you guys give us. And we try to make the best show possible. And yeah, it's just,
Dax, and we fail every time, but still.
We will never give up. We will never give up. But again, keep the reviews coming in. But like I said, guys, I'm in Miami right now. I've been doing this ever since COVID, I guess. I've been coming down here. The beginning of COVID, come down here for a little bit of extended period of time during the winter. And it's been so beneficial for me mentally, not just physically, just to kind of clear my head and kind of rewire myself. It's fun to kind of work out here a little bit, but it's also harder to work out here. And if you guys are new to the show, you guys know I'm a street journalist. I run around my camera trying to interview celebrities. I work with paparazzi. If you call me a paparazzi, I'm not offended. I myself am a street journalist. However, this past week, I did kind of work as a paparazzi, and I'll tell you, because I've been working Art Basel, and I'll tell you what, Dex, throughout my more than a decade experience as being a journalist, there's like some events I tell people you need to check out once in your life. You got to do it. Like for Super Bowl, I do think going out for Super Bowl week is once, like you got to be out, you got to come out for the Super Bowl. It's not just the
Sorry,
game.
When you say come out for Super Bowl, do you mean fly to the city that Super Bowl is in so you can see stars and celebrities leaving parties? Or are you like, you need to also go to see the big game?
I have actually never been to the game. In fact, I actually leave before the game. Last year, what was it last year?
Yeah, you left before
I guess
the
no,
game
no last not last year. Last year, someone asked me if I wanted to go to the game. I kind of turned it down. People are like, how can you turn down the Super Bowl? But I'm so exhausted by the end of the week that it's such a – like come Monday, it's like you just want to get out of town. I'm like scared to like kind of catch a flight. I usually get there around Tuesday and leave first thing Sunday morning. In fact, usually Saturday night. Sometimes I've – like when I was in L.A., I didn't even get a hotel. I pulled an all-nighter and I just slept in my car because I usually got like a 6:30 a.m. flight back home so I could be home in time to watch the game.
Are you going to Vegas?
I'm going to Vegas. I'll be in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I don't have a hotel to stay. By the way, hotels for the Super Bowl week are so – usually I don't have an issue. You know, Arizona, it wasn't bad. L.A. wasn't bad because so many places. Vegas, dude, the prices for a hotel are out of control right now. Dex, I tried booking. This is so sad, but this is – guys, I'm not making a ton of money here. I tried booking a room. I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I'll say it. I tried booking a room at Circus Circus. Dude, a room at Circus Circus was costing me like close to $350, $400. I'm like, are you kidding me for Super Bowl week? Like, I just need a place to crash and shower. I'm not like hanging out there. Like, just give me Wi-Fi and like an okay, clean looking bed. It's not like I'm trying to bring in people back to my place. Like, I just need a place like in a good sort of location that's kind of close to everything, but the prices for hotels, like, I don't know if I can even make money this trip, but I have to go out there. And the reason why I tell people they should check out the Super Bowl experience is because if you're Hollywood obsessed, if you're celebrity obsessed, if you're just a fan and just want to have a fun week, you'll kind of know where everything's going on. And you could kind of like just walk around and you just stumble upon football players, athletes from all different sports, celebrities. And it's just like a fun week. If you're like me, you kind of get bullshit your way into some of these D-list parties. And it's fun to kind of hang out with these people in a non-traditional place for myself. You know, it's like the Bella twins. I get to hang out. I'm sorry, the Garcia sisters. I get to like hang out with them at a party. It's cool to like hang out with these people who I've kind of have hunted down for the past couple of years and like hang out with them at a party, at a bar, and just like get to know each other and just enjoy the experience. I mean, last year, I remember I was at a party and Jonathan Chabon walked in. The party stunk. It was Rolling Stones and Travis Scott was performing. Jonathan Chabon walked in, and I actually like Jonathan Chabon, food god. He's a good guy. And I was like, yo, dude, get out of here. Like, you shouldn't be here. This party sucks. He's like, really? I was like, yeah. Like, don't even have a drink, just beat traffic, get out of here and go, no, he's all right, cool. And like, it's fun to have like those part, like those real things, like, cause we're yeah. all in it together. We're all just trying to go find like the coolest and most fun party. And you're just jumping from party to party. And some, I'm not like a, trust me, I don't get on every single guest list by any means. I'm usually the guy outside, but that's what I'm like trying to find the most happening party and get some interviews. So that's good for me. But right now I'm in Miami for, I was just at Art Basel. And you've heard a lot about Art Basel over the years, Dax, right?
Dude, I have covered so much of Art Basel from like back in the TMZ days, obviously. That's where this time of year, Art Basel was popping. All the big celebs were going down there. You would see them hitting up the galleries. Then you would see them going to the nightclubs. You'd see them going to the restaurants. It is just one of those events that brings big, big names into town. And so Art Basel was 100% in my vocabulary for the last few years, for sure.
If you thought about going to Art Basel and you have no interest in art, buying art, selling art, you have no business in the art industry, I wouldn't suggest come to Art Basel. It's a overhyped weekend for really not much. I mean, as far as celebrities goes, yeah, there was a lot of celebrities here. There was, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio's, the Serena Williams and stuff. But it's just
Do you feel like it's calmed down? Like, I feel like 10 years ago, Art Basel used to be the biggest thing in December. I feel
that's what everyone said, it has calmed down. That's what everyone said. Like, it's not as good as it used to be. It's gotten more commercial. It's become more of a scene. And I get that. And I could see that to a certain extent. I mean, you know, there's not there's things going on. Most of the bigger parties, like Jeff Bezos was down here, and you know, you have like some huge billionaires down there, but they usually go to private parties, and you'll find out a little bit about the private parties. There was this one guy, and I don't think he's a billionaire. He's just like some very high profile dude. He had this party. He has Snoop Dogg performing. He had Lil Wayne performing. There was tons of celebrities there, from Tom Brady, Leonardo DiCaprio. In fact, I went outside the party because it was late at night. It was like 1:30 in the morning, but it was like raining too. And as I was there, all of a sudden Snoop Dogg came out. I saw Simon Rex. Talked to Simon Rex, good guy.
Did you say he got us one of the biggest, most trafficked web interviews ever?
I did. Good guy. I love Simon Rex. I did see Serena Williams, which Serena and her husband, they got into a Cybertruck. Have you seen a Cybertruck yet?
Yes, like the new Tesla Cybertruck.
Somehow there's only a very, very few of them driven around. The way you have to get them now, you have to like be sort of, you have to know someone. And obviously her husband's a very, very successful business guy. In fact, actually you might have to look it up who her husband is, Serena Williams. But Serena Williams was coming out of the party and the husband ran out first. And I was like, I think that's Serena Williams' husband. And he got into the Cybertruck. He got the keys. I was like talking to the guys, like, dude, how do you like this truck? And he's like, oh, it's cool. It's good. I was like, man,
there's no way that they had keys for that car.
I know. Well, he's jiggling around. He's like, oh, which key is this? No,
Is it a car like the normal Tesla?
Good question. I don't really know what it was, but it was light rain. See, he went and picked up the car and drove it just right in front of like the door where she's come out. And Serena just walked out by herself, no security, no bodyguards or nothing. And the husband got out of the car, opened the door for her, and she just walked, got into a Cybertruck and drove away. But it was the first time I saw a Cybertruck on the streets.
That's dope, dude. That car looks so
pretty
sick.
Pretty cool, right?
It's crazy. I mean, it looks sick, but I feel like I would feel like a douchebag driving it around, even though I love my car, I love my Tesla. That one looks so futuristic. It looks weird, but
you have to see inside. The truck is incredible. In fact, the only reason I saw it, because a week prior I was at the car museum in LA and they had a Cybertruck, and I was able to kind of really look at it and kind of check it out. But
by the way, if you guys are listening to this, you need to go to our YouTube page to watch this clip. You can fast forward through us talking, but get to this clip so you could actually see the car, the truck itself, because it is ridiculous.
Yeah, Serena Williams' husband, he's only a year older than me. The guy is he's 40 years old, so I'm 39. But he's a guy who's a big entrepreneur investor. In fact, he is the he's the co-founder and former executive chairman of the social media site Reddit. So that's pretty crazy. The guy helped create Reddit. His net worth, they say, is about $70 million, but obviously he knows a lot of people. And somehow he knows a lot of people. Serena Williams, that's a great question. In fact, I think she made
it on like Forbes or something.
Well, the thing is, I think she made her net worth is $260 million.
Are you getting that off a reputable website?
Forbes.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure because I feel there's so many of those websites that's like celebrity net worth where it's just like such bullshit. I think it has my net worth at $200 million. I'm like, clearly that ain't the case.
Mine is $1 to $5 million. I'm like, guys, no. I'm sorry. No, it's not, but I wish. That'd be so nice. I was outside this party. I saw a few other celebrities talk to Tiesto. Who else did I get? Actually, one night, and I did this story. It's on our private Facebook group called Off the Record. There's this other photographer out here who I became friends with. His name's Pitchy Picks, and he's a really, really popular photographer here in Miami. Shoots all celebrities. He's probably like the number one guy here in Miami. We became friends, and we went to Carbone one night. We see the security guy outside Carbone. And we're waiting outside, and the car is right in front of the entrance. And they're like, okay, this has got to be Bezos. And someone comes out and says, hey, Bezos walked in before. We're like, okay, it's Bezos' car. He's going to walk out. That's a good shot for me. We're waiting outside. Security guard comes up to us and goes, hey, you guys obviously know who we're waiting for. I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, just don't crowd him. And he's just going to walk the car. I'm like, yeah, no problem. It's just the two of us. I'm like, cool. Like, obviously, we're being professional. I even say to the guy, hey, thanks for giving us a heads up. You know, like, we'll let you go. Like, we're just going to shoot it and that's it. What do? They sneak him out the back. After all that, they sneak him out the back. So I'm like, screw you, dude. Like, you should have just gave us a heads. Like, just give us a heads up. Don't play games. Don't try to squeeze him out the. So actually, it was funny. As I'm there, someone comes out from the restaurant and says, yeah, Bezos was here. He went out the back. Weird part about him is that he ordered bottle by the glass. He ordered wine by the glass, which.
That
sounds normal for us, but here's a guy who could afford the whole restaurant. He could afford the whole block. He could afford a bottle, but he was like, yeah, I'll just have a glass of wine. So we thought that was, to me, that's a news story. And then someone else came from the restaurant and said to me that, hey, Bezos just came to my family restaurant in Chicago, tipped 20% on the dot. Also, his security came to the kitchen before he sat down and said, listen, who's the one who's going to be making the food? Okay, you're in charge of making the appetizer, the dinner, and the dessert. Only you. That's your main responsibility. And because they only wanted one person to be responsible for handling the food, which I thought was interesting. But I got the story in page 6.
That to me is more interesting than the bottle of wine or the buying a glass of wine, because how can you walk into someone else's establishment and just go, okay, we want one person focused on this dude's meal?
Yeah. It was especially when you're only tipping 20%. It's not like you paid more. So I think it's very unique for a guy like that coming to the restaurant. I guess they want to know who's going to be responsible for making the food and rather have less people involved than others. I don't know. Pretty unique.
I always find this interesting, the pressure that celebrities have on them for being a celebrity. But the second that bill comes out, and how people expect you to either, number one, pay the bill. Like if you're there with friends, people expect you to pick up the bill because it's common knowledge that you have more money. But then on top of it, the wait staff is going to expect a good tip as well. I just think there's a lot of anticipation. I think that there's a lot of pressure put on celebrities and rich people on, are they going to pull through and tip well or spend more money than they should just because of who they are?
Oh, dude, I've asked that to celebrities before. You know, is there pressure? Do you have anxiety? I mean, just because, I mean, you're no different than anybody else. Do you have to tip 25%? You know, like what do you do to make sure you just don't come across bad? I've been out with some big celebrities too where they're like, hey, listen, can I pay you the money and you put on your credit card? Because I don't want to have to feel the pressure of like, if you tip in which you tip 20%, that's fine. But then if I don't tip a certain amount, people think I'm a dick.
Yep.
It's weird.
I'm not.
Anyway.
That seems like a smart way to do it. Like, have your non-famous, non-rich friend pick up the bill and then just Venmo them the cash and be like, here you go. That way it's not my name on the credit card.
So this is when it gets crazy. The next night after kind of working it, Kanye West is in town. Obviously, he's a pretty big news story. It's the first time people have really seen Kanye in a long time. He's in with his girlfriend or his wife now. And Peachy, the photographer I work with, who is a friend of mine, says, hey, listen, he's staying at this hotel. And I'm like, yeah, it's insane. The thing about Kanye is it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Okay. And I just didn't know if it was going to be really worth it. I still probably don't think it was worth it. I don't think I sold anything or licensed anything from it. But Kanye is supposed to announce the day after Carbone. I kind of want to stay home and just kind of enjoy Miami. But of course, that was the day Kanye was kind of rolling around and moving around and enjoying Miami. The next day, Kanye didn't come out at all. But he announces he's doing a private show at this random spot in Wynwood, Miami, Wynwood Garden. And the tickets, well, first of all, the show didn't start till midnight. So it was starting at Monday at 12 a.m. You know, Sunday night, midnight. And tickets were $600, like $200 to $600 VIP. I'm like, dude, who's nuts to pay these type of prices? Anyway, we find out the hotel.
You said it was a secret show. So why
it was a secret show? Because it was, they dropped it like last second. Within like 6 hours, they announced, hey, Kanye's going to do this show. So is it a secret? No, I would say
$600.
So it's not, I say a secret show. It's more like a pop-up show. Like within 6 hours, like, hey, I'm doing a concert tonight. So was it secret? Yeah, but like it wasn't really largely advertised. If you follow Kanye, you knew. And the show is at midnight. I find out the hotel Kanye is at. And I was trying to avoid it, but Peachy goes, listen, I think you should come by. It's 10:30 at night. I go there. It's cold. And we go there from 10:30 at night. We're hanging outside the hotel. Me, a bunch of photographers, about six photographers and six fans. And we're waiting outside. The security is being not bad to us, but they're like, hey, you guys can't be on the property. And the door for the hotel was kind of about, I don't know, about 250 feet away from us. So you had to get up to Kanye. So every time you kind of took a step on the sidewalk, security of the hotel was like, hey guys, get on the sidewalk. Take a step on the sidewalk. Hey guys, get on the sidewalk. Finally, we're waiting around 10:30 and 8. It's around 1:30 in the morning. And like people are starting to come out of the hotel. But you're talking about like not just people. Like this is a very nice, very expensive $1,000, $1,500 a night hotel in Miami. Kanye must have had, I don't know, 80 people, friends of his, staying with him at the hotel, like just hanging out at the hotel with him. And this is at 1:30 in the morning, dude. Like these people are like kind of causing ruckus in the lobby. When I mean ruckus, not doing anything bad, but like loud, a lot of heads. Like it's just a lot of people. And we're like, dude, when's
Kanye
gonna
come out? Wait,
here's a
question for you. Is this the same group of people that we saw the video of him inside the hotel, like going after Trump, going after Jews, going out, like saying all that crazy shit? Was this those people inside of that room before they left there to go out?
These were the people on because that the one you're talking about, that was night in Vegas. This night was before he was doing the show in Miami. So this was like rappers like I don't even know half of these rappers, Chris Brown. Think one of the a lot of rappers. I can't remember what names were there, and everyone, and then the guys who weren't the rappers looked like gay vampires. It was just such a weird scene. I'm telling you, dude, they're all wearing like black. They're all trying to dress like Kanye, and finally Kanye comes out, and it's the funniest thing because there's like six security guys on the sidewalk on the driveway trying to keep us off their property. Kanye walks out of the property, like comes out the door. We all, and me included, I'm not perfect. I'm a dick. We all run towards the front gate. You know, we all run on the property to get up to Kanye. We're like, Kanye, they're trying to stop us. It was like a flag football game. We're running around the guys. Dude, it's complete chaos. And we're running around them. I get right up to Kanye. I'm like, Kanye, and like try to talk to him. He's not really talking to me, but he's with the kids, which is crazy that I'm with his kids. He's with Blue. It's 1:30, 1:45 in the morning. I'm like, the thing I'm thinking about the whole time is like, what's your kid doing out this late? Finally,
right?
Kanye goes into the Kanye goes into the sprinter. And it was funny just because all of us got like right up to Kanye after trying to keep us off the property. We get up to Kanye. I'm like, ah, I waited to 2 a.m. just for that. It really didn't get much from him, but I got like the shot of Kanye, some B-roll of Kanye that I thought could maybe do something. I go back to my car and I know where they're going. They're going to this concert and this show that he's doing at Wynwood Gardens. It's like one, now it's like 1:45 a.m. I didn't even feel like going to it. I was like, I'm not going to go for it. It's just too late for me. It just seems like so much work and not worth the effort. As I'm sitting in my car trying to put in my directions to go back to my place, all of a sudden I see the brigade of Kanye Sprinter and about 8 Escalades traveling in front of me. Not only that, I see about 4 paparazzi cars following. I'm like, screw it. I have to do it. I have to chase too. I just got caught up in the moment. And I usually don't do this. I don't chase celebrities, but this one, you know, I knew where they were going. I was like, fuck, I'm going to follow too. It was a high speed follow, because I don't want to say chase because we all knew where they were going. It was a high speed follow of about 12 cars going to this place, going to this Wynwood Gardens. I mean, Kanye Sprinter was going through red lights and flying there. And not only that, the sprinters behind are all these rappers like Chris Brown, Offset. I mean, just a crazy chase going. Honestly, it felt like Fast and Furious going through Miami, these like little roads. And again, going through red lights. Was it the safest thing? Absolutely not. I just got caught up in it. I kind of want to see what it was like, you know, like how it worked in Miami. Finally, we get to the venue and it's so unorganized, dude. And there's no place for like the sprinter to pull in. It's just kind of like a venue. It's not like, so Kanye had to walk in. I get, as Kanye comes out of the sprinter, I didn't really see him with the black KKK mask, but I got like right next to Kanye. And somehow I kind of get roped into like walking with Kanye, where they just let me into the concert, dude. No one stopped me. I walked with Kanye to the stage. It was like, I tried talking to him. He wasn't talking to me. I regret not asking him anything about, you know, some of the stuff that was going on with him, but he just wasn't talking to me. I was trying to get him to open up, but I should just ask the questions and put him on spot, ask him some blunt questions. What I should also done is got in front of him a little bit more, because I usually like to walk to the side, but in the front was his wife walking with, I guess, Blue in her arms, or one of his kids in his arms. But I got right up to the stage with Kanye. I stayed for about a song because I was like, dude, it's 2:30 a.m. I just want to go home. I didn't even stay for the whole concert. I left. Now, Kanye, as we know, has been doing some really shitty things lately. With all the shitty things going on, I did watch the highlights of the concert. And I will say, it wasn't even a concert. He was lip syncing. It was just weird. Like, he was on stage kind of lip syncing to his music and playing some of his new songs. The new songs did sound great, but he himself has done some terrible, terrible things lately. And it's just like, I can't condone, like, it doesn't
balance. What did you think about his daughter, Northwest, performing?
I mean, honestly, performing, I didn't think anything of it. The whole time, I'm like, she should be home. She should be home. She should be sleeping. I mean, I don't think I was ever that age and awake at that time at night.
So let's see. What time did you say it was?
It was, she probably 2:30 a.m.
Okay, so it was technically 11 her time, because she lives in California, right?
Okay.
Still really late, but nonetheless, you know, he should have had her home. But she probably wasn't even like that tired, because it still felt like she was on California time.
I guess, but I just kept thinking about that stuff. But
and so you didn't see him at any moment in his weird KKK style hoodie that he had on?
Honestly, I saw him with a hood on, but it didn't really make, like, in my head, maybe I was just sort of like, there's no way Kanye's wearing a black KKK mask. Like, you know, like, there's just no way he's that stupid or arrogant to do something like that. I mean, and there's so much, like, emotion and adrenaline going through my body that there's, like, Kanye would never do that. Like, how stupid could you be to do something like that? Well, pretty stupid. He did it. So, and you're like anti Kanye now, huh?
It's like every day there's a new story, a new thing. I think it was this latest rant in Vegas that I'm just like, why are people even giving him the time of day? Why are people listening to him? Why is there 30 people packed inside of a hotel room listening to him rant and just say nonsensical, dumb crap? Like, well, that's enough the thing is enough. Get this guy help. He needs mental help. He is out of his mind. He is just going to keep hurting people around him. And he offends everyone he talks about. Like, stop already. Like, go away. Get yourself healthy, bro.
That's the part I don't realize. Like, if you are some of these people that – if you're one of these guys that is on stage with him and, it, you know, is wearing this stuff, Chris Brown, one of these guys, right in that room at the party in Vegas, does anybody speak up? Does anybody say, hey, man, let's walk out? Does anybody say – you know, like, at what point does someone say, hey, this is sort of
– I'm going to assume people did, and that's why they're not around him anymore. Anyone who wanted to stop him and correct his behavior was probably cast to the side. That's why, like, I heard him kind of ragging on Jay-Z. You know, obviously Kim and her whole family is out of the picture because he's so wild. He doesn't want to listen to anyone. And anyone that probably has his best interest in mind is going to be like, nope, I don't want to listen to you because you're not doing what I'm saying. And so now you've just got a bunch of, like, yes men surrounding him that say, okay, whatever Kanye wants, I'm going to bend over backwards to make sure it happens. But, like, who's the person going to be like, Kanye, you're going too far. Like,
yeah,
stop. Just stop, because you may think what you're saying is good and accurate, and you, but, like, you're not mentally all there. You need to stop talking before you really do completely kill off everything that you've ever accomplished in your life by being a dumbass.
Yeah, it's that, and honestly, if you see the people with them, they're definitely yes people. They're people that want to be like Kanye, they want to live that life. And it's funny, I was talking to another photographer there, and they said every time you see Kanye, there's different people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I mean, it says a lot.
That's because he can't keep anyone around him because everyone's like, you are a loose cannon, dude. You're not stable. You're a loose cannon. Who can you surround yourself with when you're not stable at all?
Yeah, crazy. What's going on with you? You were just at SoFi. You did your – tell us – you know, some people don't know. You have this trophy company. Tell people – fill people in what's going on with you and Rob Gronkowski and how you guys kind of came about working together.
Yeah, so Trophy Smack is my my company. We've my buddy Matt and I started this up years ago. I think it's like 5 years now, out of like literally our garages. Right after I left TMZ, I had plenty of time on my hands, and it's obviously gotten really popular, really big quickly because fantasy football is so popular here in the US, and we make trophies and championship belts and rings and all kinds of crazy stuff. And because of the success, we actually, TMZ had invited me on a few years back to talk about going on Shark Tank. And during that taping, one of the guys who works at SoFi Stadium, which is the most unbelievable stadium like on the planet, so gorgeous, had reached out and said, hey, I just saw you on TMZ Live. We're looking to start up this LA Bowl, and we want to do a big championship belt. That's literally how it all worked out. And now we have been doing the LA Bowl for the last 3 years. This is our third year in a row. The last 2 years were Jimmy Kimmel hosting. This time it was Rob Gronkowski, former Patriots, former Bucks player, like Tom Brady's basically right-hand man, crazy, wild dude. He was hosting it this year, and it was really fun, man. It's unlike any other bowl game out there. Like, if people are into college football, like, this is the game you'd want to go to. It was a UCLA versus Boise State, and they just make it a really fun time. You know, there's a lot of games going on. Rob's dancing. Rob's racing the Boise State dog. I mean, there's just so much happening. I got to take basically my whole crew here at the office. We all showed up. We had big turnover, like champ chains on with the different schools. We had belts. We had like all kinds of stuff when we entered into the arena, and we were handing out champ chains to different people. It was really a good time. And they give us a big suite there so we can be up there looking over the entire game and having a good time. And then I got to go down and hang out with Rob at the end of the game because they pull out this big stage, and the stage has our belts on it. It has Trophy Smack all up behind, like on a kind of like a step and repeat. And then, you know, the infinity screen at SoFi, like that's kind of what it's known for, that big circular screen that goes around the inside.
Yeah.
They had our Trophy Smack logos on it. It was such a pinch me moment when you're looking up and you're like, dude, this was literally in my garage 5 years ago. And we are in the most incredible stadium like on the planet. And they're broadcasting my company's logo up there for everyone to see. Like, it's just crazy to see how far we've come. And then went over and took some photos with Rob. And he's just like, oh, I love the belt so much. He's a huge dude. I don't know if you saw the picture.
Yeah, he's a statue.
He is so big. Like,
was Camille there?
She was, but she was too far away from me.
Oh, dude, I know she's a big fan.
I know she's a big fan of your Instagram and your social. So I wanted to talk to her. But like where we were on the field, and there was camera crews around, and she was kind of like on the other side where I couldn't get to, but I could see her standing there. But I wasn't able to make it over to her to like say hi and tell her that you're my podcast co-host and she loves your videos and stuff. But Rob is massive. He is like a good foot and a half, 2 feet taller than me. So our photo looks absolutely ridiculous because I look like a tiny, tiny little person next to him.
Yeah, you do look really tiny, but he's like a nice, fun guy. He's cool. He gets it. I know last year they did the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. This year was the Rob Gronkowski Bowl. Next year, I think they should do like the Guy Fieri Bowl. I think that'd be like,
well, I think Rob was like such a good addition. I wouldn't be surprised if they invite him back again to do it again because he really made it fun. You know, obviously, he's won the Super Bowl numerous times, so he's well decorated, you know, huge athlete. People were going crazy for him at the game. He was just so into it. Like anything they'd throw at him, he was down to do. And I think that's kind of the best thing you can do when you're a host of something like this is like, let's do trivia. Okay. Let's have a dancing contest. Okay. Let's have, you know, it's like he did whatever they wanted. So it made for a really fun game to be at.
You know who else might have been there? And I think I saw, based on their social media, I don't know if they're definitely there, but that night they posted something that they were at the stadium was Logan Paul.
No.
Dude, I swear he posted something that he was there. I could be wrong, but it's funny because that night I said to my buddy, for some reason I thought that stadium was SoFi, was in South Florida. And I was like, oh, Logan's in Miami. But then it turns out he was at the game. So, yeah.
Are you serious? He was there?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong, but I think he posted something and he tagged
SoFi. That would have been crazy. I didn't see them flash him up on camera. I feel like people know me well enough. Like I've got a lot of friends that work at SoFi. I'm surprised none of them would say, oh, by the way, Logan's here. Like nothing. There was no mention. No one saw. I'm really surprised to hear that.
No, that's cool. Well, listen, I enjoy catching up with you because we haven't been able to catch up. We got some good episodes coming up to wrap up the year 2023. Thank you guys for hanging out with us a little bit. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We are on it all. We have a private Facebook group called Off the Record, which you guys should be on. Follow me at Adam Glenn. Follow Dax Holt at Dax Holt. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
A Huda Media Production.